You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. It's a beautiful evening. It's a beautiful night here in Johannesburg. Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia is the name of the Honorable Respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Yes, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia is my name, is the name. Today is the 4th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444, corresponding to the 29th of November, 2022. Yawm al-Thulatha, our zakat nisab is 7,000 rand. Mehre Fatimi, 18,000 rand. Malam al-Mahar for Hanafis, 400 rand. For Malikis, 135 rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum meher. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussain. That is @akhussain. I want to welcome our beloved engineer, Brother Lokolo here in Johannesburg, and our engineer in the Durban studio. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Sirius SFM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday night. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ustad, if the listener wants to know that how should one complete the noble Quran, Ustad?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I respond to the question, I have to make one announcement regarding Radio Al-Ansar listeners. You will patch in tonight at 8:30 because the listeners say they don't want to miss even one question. And then from 10 to 10:30, this portion that you are missing now, they will play it from 10 to 10:30 on Radio Al-Ansar. In the interim, we will continue and they will patch in at around 8:30. That is Radio Al-Ansar listeners. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Excellent question. When a person, a Muslim person, completes the Quran Sharif, so whether it is a week, a month, 6 months, whatever the duration might be, in Islam we fulfill our duty with beauty. So when we come to the last 22 surahs, the last 22 chapters of the noble Quran, then after each chapter at least say Allahu Akbar. That is from Surah Wadduha downwards, right up to Surah An-Nas. So when we come there to Wadduha, by the ending Surah Wadduha is chapter 93. So I'll give you an example. Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Now when you come to the ending, fa idha faraghta fansab wa ila rabbika farghab. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So that is what you should do after each surah when you are completing the Quran Sharif. And this is is mentioned by Allama Ibn Kathir Rahimahullah in his tafsir. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah has mentioned it in Ma'riful Quran. There are other words also one can read, but the easiest is just say Allahu Akbar, and that will suffice for the sunnah. And any sunnah we practice on, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will get forgiven. And remember, thereafter you make dua, even a collective dua is fine. That Sayyidina Anas radiallahu an, when he used to complete the Quran Sharif, he used to gather his wives, his children, grandchildren. They were plus minus 100, but even if all 100 are not there, 10, 20, 30 are there. Wa jama'a ahlahu wa iyalahu, he used to gather them. Go open the Arba'een, the 40 ahadith compilation of Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, there you will find it. And Allama Nawawi's other book, Kitabul Azkar, you will find, when the Quran Sharif is completed, 4,000 angels come to mark that occasion just to say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And it is a glorious and a momentous occasion. So Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Keep on begging Almighty Allah and beg Almighty Allah to make decisions in our favor. Allah Ta'ala grant us to speak. Another point also, you will see in our Quran Sharif where is written Du'a'u Khatmil Quran. The Quran is finished, but there is written Allahumma Zakirni Minhuma Nasitu. So the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, بِئِسَ مَا لِأَحَدِهِمْ أَنْ يَقُولُ نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ بَلْ نُسِّيَا. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, under the chapter of Fadailul Quran, the virtues of the noble Quran, is bad for a person to say, I forgot this verse and that verse, بَلْ نُسِّيَا, but he was made to forget. So the proper manner, method of reading it is, Allah Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nussitu. Individually, we reading collectively, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. So try and read the dua as mentioned in the Hadith Sharif and in Bukhari Sharif.
Ustaz, the listeners wants to know that at work, where they are working, there are many, many parties because the end of the year is around the corner. What should we do? Some places, they invite you for the Christmas party as well, Ustad.
Remember, for us as Muslims, these are the guidelines you must follow. So if there's alcohol, all that, totally haram, you can't participate there. There's wine and swine and so forth. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, whosoever believes in Almighty Allah and the last day, meaning all the articles of faith, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ عَلَىٰ مَائِدَةٍ تُدَارُ عَلَيْهَا الْخَمَرُ, then he must not frequent and sit in a place where alcohol is being served. So that's the first guideline. Second guideline, they will tell you, no, that for you Muslims, we will arrange special diet and special food and special drinks. Still is not permissible. There will be music there. There will be videos there. There will be intermingling there. So the whole function, you must remember, is something not permissible. Third one, you must tell the director, the manager, the CEO, whoever is in charge, you know, on religious grounds, you know my work is perfect, I do everything, but I can't attend this type of functions. Sometimes people get drunk and what goes on in this type of things there. So we must stay away, whether it's a matric show or party, or whether it's a work party or Christmas party. Christmas party will be worse. Remember that the Christian have been taken for a ride as far as Christmas goes, that many of them think and believe that it was the time when Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's milad and honorable birth took place, but this is totally incorrect. So much so, the Puritan Parliament of Britain in 1647 24/7, banned Christmas celebrations and said it is a pagan custom and got nothing to do with Christianity and is nowhere mentioned in the Bible about 25th December. So somebody concocted it, fabricated it, and like the herd mentality, the Christians are now following it. If you study the Noble Quran, then Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, his birth Mubarak and honorable auspicious birth took place in summer. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Fresh dates were the food given to Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, his honorable mother, and water arrangements was made. If you go to Luke, L-U-K-E in the Bible, so you will find that at that time there the shepherds were grazing with the animals and so forth. So obviously this will happen summertime, not winter time. So therefore, you Christians, you need to challenge your Pope and your priest and pastors. Show us the evidence that 25th December is the birth of Jesus Christ, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, and you will see. And tell them, in 1647, the British Parliament, Puritan Parliament of Britain, banned all those Christmas celebrations as well, and said it's a pagan custom.
So, Ustad, what should our children do during this holidays, Ustad?
Remember that time is like a container. You can pour zamzam in it or you can pour alcohol in it. So we must appreciate this time and use this time and not kill the time. I give normally 4 or 5 different suggestions. Number one, you the youngsters go for Jamaat 10 days, 20 days, 3 days, 4 weeks or 40 days or whatever. So that's excellent. Remember that you will get some orientation, direction in life. How many youngsters are gone and mashallah they turned, you know, for the better, they changed their life. Number two, you don't want to go in Jamaat, go sit in the Khanka. There there's some sheikh, some proper sheikh of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and they might have some programs and so forth to participate, and that piety will rub off onto you, inshallah. So that's two. Three, take a good book. Take one tafsir, or take, for example, Ma'ariful Quran, or tafsir Usmani, or, for example, Sirat al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and read. Quran Sharif teaches us, Iqra', read. Today this ummah, we suffer from the inferiority complex because we don't have the knowledge, and we are so overwhelmed, and we in awe of the Westerners, and what things they have discovered, and so forth. Because we ourselves are totally, remember, ill-equipped. For you, the youngster, there's so many things you can do. Gardening. We feel shy to do all this. Remember that. Why you don't learn something about gardening, farming? You are my sister. Why you don't learn about cooking? Why you don't learn about crocheting and sewing and all these type of things? So remember, if you want to do something which will be an asset for you later on in your life, so you can do that. How many of our daughters today, 17, 18, 20, getting married, they don't even know how to make a roti. They don't even know how to make a simple samosa. They don't even know how to cook. They only know dial a movie, dial this, dial this, dial that. That's all they know. And because they come from a spoiled family. So remember, that is counterproductive. What will happen tomorrow when you get married and so forth. So use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah taught us a wonderful lesson. He said, I went to sit by the awliyaullah, the pious, pious servants of Allah. And I came back from there, I learned two lessons. Always invite, call people towards Islam. If you're not going to invite them and call them, then you will be invited towards batil and falsehood. What a profound statement of a giant great imam. Third, he said, Al-Waqtu kasayf, that time is like a sword. If you don't use it correctly, then somebody will take your sword and kill you. Today we use that expression ourselves. Why are you going fishing? Why are you going here? Why are you playing cards? No, we're just killing time. Why are you watching soccer? Why are you watching cricket? Why are you watching? No, we're just killing time. In Islam, a Muslim cannot kill time. We have to use the time because that day that's gone will never come back in our life. So therefore, Muslim, Muslimah, think about it. Time is short and we must take the maximum, optimum benefit we can, and inshallah, Allah's help will come to us if we are sincere.
Mm. I think there's a listener saying that Mufti Sahib has a program this week. Ustad, your schedule for this week, Ustad?
Insha'Allahul Aziz, we will depart from here on Wednesday, and our first stop, Insha'Allahul Aziz, this Wednesday will be in Freyheit, where our Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Qadrada, Rahimahullah, I never studied by him directly, but I treat him like my Ustad, because I learned so many things from him, because when I used to go there, I used to ask him about Hazratji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, and other great, great giants, so I benefited a lot from him. So mashallah, his sons Hafiz Salih and all of them are there. So mashallah, between Asr and Maghrib, we will address the students there, Madrasa Islamiya Ibrahimiya. Look at Hazrat Maulana Ismail Qadrada. I mean, how many people in the world can say this? Six sons, all of them Hafiz, some of them ulama. Then his grandchildren, 25 or more, they are Hafiz of Quran. Boys and girls, grandsons, granddaughters. And his father also, I met him also, Hafiz Ibrahim Rahimahullah. So remember, he's also a Hafiz of Noble Quran. So it is, remember, a Mubarak family, remember that. So that will be on Wednesday, inshallah, between Asr and Maghrib, 5 o'clock or so. We are expected to arrive there, inshallah. Then Maghrib, we will be there in Freyheit, the Masjid, Masjid Abu Huraira, Maulana Rawat is the Imam there. So inshallah, we will have a program there, Maghrib to Isha. And then obviously, we will spend the night there. And then Thursday, we will move from there and go to Denhauser. Then also, mashallah, they've extended the masjid there. Our brother Zahiri is there, our Haji Musa Haji. So Haji Musa Haji. So anyway, so his son Zahiri is a big shot there nowadays. So they have built that masjid, renovated it. The masjid was built many, many years ago, but they refurbished it. So after Zohar, we'll have a very short program, 5-10-15 minutes maximum. And then at night, mashallah, after Maghrib, there are three students completing the Quran Sharif, so there'll be like a Hifz Jalsa there this Thursday night, so it will be a good Laylatul Jumu'ah also. Allah Ta'ala reward the parents, the students, the asatiza, all the teachers who are responsible for making our children Hafiz. It's a great, great, you know, momentous historic occasion, mashallah. And then after Isha, we will go to Dandi, to Hafiz Salim's place, Hafiz Salim Dokrat's place. We'll spend the night there, and inshallah, Friday after Fajr, we'll have a program there in the masjid, and then Jumu'ah also there in Dandi Masjid. There's no program for Pomeroy because our Haji Sahib, Haji Ismail Dokrat, said that we must postpone it for the next time, inshallah. Then Friday after lunch and relaxing, then we'll come to Newcastle, inshallah, and there we have a program after Maghrib, and that is in Masjid Siddiq. So that is in Paradise Day in Newcastle, Maghrib to Isha. And then Saturday, Sunday, the Jalsa, Darulum Newcastle Jalsa. So it is 50 years for Darulum Newcastle, mashallah. Our Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema, rahimahullah. Maulana passed away in 2007. He started the Darulum in 73, Gregorian calendar. I was there 20 years in Newcastle, wonderful years. So we got some great attachment with Newcastle, and inshallah we will be there Saturday and Sunday in Newcastle, and then we will come back. So in our Cape Town, there our graduates, inshallah, their Jalsa will take place next week, and there's 25 years for that Darulum, Qasimul Ulum. So that will be next week's program to Cape Town, inshallah, Aziz.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, Palestine currently, what's the latest, Ustaz?
Currently in Palestine, the latest is this. You see Netanyahu, Bibi, Benjamin, they call him Bibi. Bibi says, I must be the prime minister. So why must I be the prime minister? So he can stay out of prison and out of jail. That's the first thing. So what he did is, the people who don't want to join him, so he went to the other side. He got a hold of the religious parties, the Jutlas, and he got a hold of the extreme right wing, the people who are the real terrorists and the real racists and so forth. So I give you two bits of information now. So he took one rabbi, like one, you know, leader, spiritual leader of theirs, and he will become a minister, deputy minister in the Knesset, in their parliament and so forth. But this guy says that all this gay business is all haram and not permissible, like we Muslims say. And they in Jerusalem and Palestine, occupied Palestine, these jutlas, they arrange the gay parade and gay pride and all that. He say all this must be banned. So you can see what differences they will have. And then the right wing, they got the two big terrorists there. One is Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir says these Palestinians must be expelled and sent to exile. He says any one of them, do you fear this, some threat coming from them, you just shoot them, you can kill them. So imagine this is the people in the parliament, they will be the ministers and so forth in their Knesset. That Smotrich is another character, Richie Rich also. So all these guys here, so there's going to be an explosion, remember, in the West Bank, because they want to steal more and more land of the Palestinians. So our question is to America, where is your human rights now? Why are there no sanctions, embargo against the apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel? The whole world saw it. You see in the World Cup, every time this guy has come, you must remember, I am from Israel, I belong to this station, I belong to this channel. Never mind Muslims and Arabs, the non-Muslims also tell them, go to hell, we got nothing to do with you. They all also fed up with Israel's terrorism and occupation. Occupation is terrorism. It's not going on for 7, 8, 9 months like Russia invaded Ukraine. It's going on for 74 years. So what do you speak about that? So, and look at Hebron. They cleared Hebron of the Palestinians in this sense. Our masjid, our mosque, Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, the Palestinians cannot enter there. They stole our masjid under our nose. Where all these Arab traitors and murtads and ghaddar, the Saudi Arabia crown prince, remember, murtad bin Shaitan, the Emiratis who normalized ties with Israel, the Bahraini king, the king of Morocco, the leaders of Egypt and Jordan. So where are all of you all are shaitans, O lad. Remember that haramis you all are. You all sold Islam to bootlick the Americans and to bootlick the Israelis. So you're not Muslim. Remember, we must be clear on that issue. You might think you are Muslim, but you're not Muslim. You're out of the fold of Islam. Because remember, you prepared to sell our first Qibla and Masjidul Aqsa as well. There will be a heavy price to pay, and you're already paying it. See what happened in Jeddah last week, Thursday. For 8-10 hours it rained, $1 trillion, cars floating like you can't believe. Allah ki lati be awaze. You murtad bin shaitan, bring more haram there and see the tsunami, the punishment Allah will send. You the one who demolished the mosque in Jeddah, and today you want to tell us you're representing Islam. 100% murtad and shaitan they are. So therefore, we must know who are our real friends and true friends, and who our enemies. So that is what Israel does. Always Allah is cursing them. You think they're united? تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they're united, but their hearts are fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no brains. They already had 5 elections in less than 4 years. This government that he's going to lead now, OBB, is another war criminal as well. We give it 1-2 years and it will crash also, because they're not the chosen people, they are the cursed people. Allah has cursed them several times in the Noble Quran.
But Ustad, some people are saying that so many people embraced Islam during the World Cup, Ustad.
Anything in life, you want to analyze it, study it, then you have to go to the Noble Quran. Yes, alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding alcohol and regarding, you know, gambling. So what is the ruling? So Almighty Allah gave us a golden principle. قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. Say, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a major, major sin, and there is some benefit. So it shows World Cup, if there's benefit, 1%, 2%, 5%, 10% maximum. and the harms, the disadvantages, trampling upon the Sharia and mocking Islam and so forth. The women are like half striptease going on there, the fornication, adultery, alcohol. The biggest of places to get alcohol is in Qatar today in the world. So how can you justify it? Remember that Quran said, "Wa ithmuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima." The sin is much, much more and harmful compared to the little but benefit. So therefore, we should not fool ourselves and don't think that you can justify it. 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people embrace Islam. Nay, remember, it's haram A to Z, and we must be very clear on this issue.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, that our APA bought burgers for the students as exams were finished, Ustaz. Her intention was good, but afterwards we realized it was not halal. Ustaz, please advise.
Now imagine if an APA muallima, she doesn't exercise caution. They just phone some the restaurant or tell somebody, go bring some burgers, go bring some pizzas, go bring some this, go bring that, whatever it is. And now you say, no, you know, we just finished exam, we finished everything, now the holiday will start, so let's have like a small jol, like, you know, a small party. So now the APA brings, she gives the order, she pays it also maybe with her money. So, and now they gave the children haram. So I'm asking you now, who are you going to blame? You're going to blame the students or are you going to blame the APA? Obviously, you have to blame the APA. So imagine our children go to a madrasa and then the APA, I won't say intentionally, but inadvertently and because of recklessness and so forth, fed our daughters, our children in the madrasa that haram food and so forth. And let us be clear on this issue as well. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. What is deen of Islam? What is our religion? That is what we promote and propagate without fear and favor. These halal logos are just a money spinner and a money making gimmick. They're not worth the paper on which they are printed. Let us be clear on that issue. Not one organization we have confidence in, whether in South Africa or beyond the borders of South Africa, when it comes to this halal logos and so forth. So therefore, APA, you and your students all must make sincere tawbah. You have to apologize to them as well, and remember, write a letter or contact the parents. You must take the blame and say, it is my fault and I take full responsibility, and I ask you also to forgive me. If you are sincere, Allah Jalla Wala will forgive us. But the lesson we all must learn, especially now with the holidays coming, people going to Durban and Cape Town and Dubai and India and, you know, Hammanskraal, and in Hammanskraal they stole so many things, the millions have gone missing again. So remember this. Today I just read the article and I just smiled. Hammanskraal is in the news. So remember that wherever you are, don't just rely on this halal. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us two guidelines. Authentic hadith. First one, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his beloved Nawasa, his beloved grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which puts you and places you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. Second hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Wabisa radiallahu anhu, ya Rasulullah, what is, I know, like halal and bir and goodness? Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, istafti qalbak, istafti qalbak. You must ask your inner conscience. Wa in aftakanna, some maulana, some imam, sheikh, some muftis, they will tell you it's halal. But what does your inner conscience say? Your heart must tell you. You must be 100% sure. See, these are the guidelines given by Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are what you eat. When we eat halal and tayyiba, we consume that, we will be motivated to righteous deeds and actions. We eat all these burgers and pizzas and chicken and whatever. Allah alone knows halal, not halal, got a lousy halal sticker, halal logo. Remember, not worth the paper on which it's printed. then the vices become easy, because end of the day is a money making gimmick.
26 minutes to 9 o'clock. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away. Stay tuned.